Reading is from Luke 2, verses 1 to 14. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up to the town of Nazareth in Galilee of Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all people. Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great company of heavenly hosts appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests." This is the word of the Lord.
May the Lord be in my heart and on my lips, that I may proclaim his word worthily and well this Christmas night, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I'm going to be completely honest with you. This always happens. I get to this point on Christmas Eve, almost Christmas Day, when I'm completely exhausted. And really, standing up here and speaking to you is the last thing that I want to do when really I want to be in bed. I've been up since 5:30 this morning with my little girls. But I'm here. And the busyness of Christmas Eve can be rather overwhelming. A lot of Christmas is like this. Christmas sometimes feels like a time of year when we have few choices. We feel obliged to visit family, even the family we don't like. We even feel obliged to put them up in our own homes. We feel obliged to spend money on presents. We feel obliged to send cards. We feel obliged to write those thank you letters that somehow don't get done until well into February. We have no choice, or at least we feel that we don't. And if we're not careful, we can be in danger of letting ourselves become trapped within a web of obligation and family tradition, so that the whole festive season takes on a rather suffocating feel. But what I want to talk about tonight is that Christmas really is about choice. Choice, the most terrible gift that has ever been given to anyone. Freedom is a wonderful thing if we have the wisdom to know how to use it. But it is from choice, from the decision to do the wrong thing, that all the evil in the world arises. God did not make evil. Everything God has made is good, and he loves everything and everyone he has made. But he also gave us the freedom to choose and the freedom to decide. Now, there is not a single person here tonight who has not abused that freedom, who has not taken that gift and used it for a purpose never intended by the giver. We make bad choices. Evil came into the world as a result of human choice. God wanted to restore his creation to perfection. Now, one way in which he could have done that was by removing the human ability to make bad choices. God can do anything. Of course, he could have done this. And some of us may wish that he had. We may wish that we didn't have to contend every single day with the need to choose the good and to fight what is bad within us. But God didn't do it this way. Because as he did in the beginning, God gave a choice. This time he gave it to one young woman. Will you be the mother of God's son? She said yes. But before Mary's yes, as important as it was, there was another yes. The Word, who was with God from all eternity, the second person of the Trinity, chose to take flesh, chose to become a human being. When we think of the Christmas story, we tend to think of the helpless baby in the manger, the baby who could make no choices, because like every other human infant, he was dependent on his mother for everything. But we rarely think about what came before, about the choice that God's Son made to become that man, Jesus. And it was a choice. God sent his Son. But nowhere in the Bible will you find anywhere the idea that God compelled his Son to go, to leave heaven, and to become a human being. No, as Paul wrote in his letter to the Philippians, he made himself nothing by taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness. He made himself. Christmas is not something that happened to Jesus. Christmas is something that Jesus did. He is the only baby in all of history who chose to be born. And like all choices, the choice of the Son of God didn't need to be so. Because this is what choice means. He didn't need to become a human being. He didn't need to offer himself freely on the cross. All these things he chose to do, and he chose to do them freely in full knowledge that he would be rejected, betrayed, tortured, and killed. And so his choice becomes more than just a decision. His choice becomes love. The love of God, which could not be contained within God's own nature, but overflowed first into the creation of the world. The free gift of our being, the fact that we exist, and then into the gift of his own Son, the offering for our redemption. This is the mystery we are celebrating tonight, the mystery of love. In some sense, it would have been wonderful if God had stopped humans from making bad choices. There would have been instantly no more murder, no more exploitation, no more war. I'm sure that would have been wonderful, but it wouldn't have been loving. In the same way that it's not loving to control your children's choices so much that they can't ever make a mistake. Love is a choice. The choice of God's Son to enter our world. Mary's choice to become the mother of God. Our choice to recognize Jesus Christ as the Savior. The universe exists as a result of God's love. We can read God's love from the world that He has made. But God's love in its fullness was not inside His creation until that night. Until that night, we could infer God's love, but we couldn't meet it. Until that night, 2,000 years ago, when a newborn baby was laid in a food trough for cattle. Christmas is the birthday of divine love. When we celebrate a love that did not need to come into the world, but which God offered anyway. A love so great that it is greater than any damage that our bad choices can do. Christmas is not the moment when God reversed or cancelled our bad choices. Christmas is the time when God showed us a love that allows us to live with what the consequences of those bad choices may be, that allows us to make better choices with the help of His grace, and allows us to gain a new freedom in Him. So Christmas is not a correction to a defective creation. Christmas is a new creation, immeasurably better than the old one. So this Christmas, if you feel deprived of choice, if you feel that the script is already written for you, if you feel that you have no control, remember the choices that matter. Remember the choice that God's Son made to become a human baby. Remember the choice that He has given you to become a child of God. Remember that this night is the birthday of God's love. Merry Christmas.